Now, building a house is a big job that requires a lot of labor, framing, drywalling. The list goes on and on for different tasks involved. In Green Bay, a new set of workers are learning the ropes of home building, high school students. That's as part of the school district's Bridges Construction and Renovation Program. Let students work on building real homes from start to finish in vacant lots around the city or renovating existing homes. Brian Furk is the instructor for the Bridges Construction class with the Green Bay Area Public School District, and Kira Brozig is a senior at Green Bay East High School and a student in the class. I talked to both of them from their current job site earlier today. Let's start with you, Brian. Can you tell us where the idea for a project like this came from?
There was a need in the Green Bay area for, and statewide and nationwide, for more young people to get into the construction trades. So a while back, there was a partnership between the local construction industry as well as some nonprofits like Habitat for Humanity and NeighborWorks of Green Bay, who are interested in affordable homes, as well as the city of Green Bay, who wanted to put some houses on some of their vacant lots. And they put together a program where students could learn about the industry and hopefully provide more future employees for the construction industry.
Kira, what got you interested in signing up for the class?
Well, my grandfather worked in construction for most of his life, and my uncle got into it, and I just wanted to see how it was like and, like, if it was an industry that I wanted to get into and, like, work in when I get to that point to picking to where I want to work.
Brian, can you tell us, how does this class work? What do the students actually do?
They do a little bit of everything. We learn how to locate the house on the job site. We'll go out and drive stakes and shoot elevations. Then we have local contractors come in and actually do the concrete work for us, the foundation of the house and the garage. And then we go ahead and start framing. The students show up 5 days a week. It's a three-hour-long class every day for the whole year. The students come directly to the job site, and then we start framing a house. And we carry through all the way to the end. They do a little bit of everything. They do framing. They do drywall, siding, roofing, pretty much finished carpentry, install doors and windows, pretty much a little bit of everything within it by the end of the year.
Kira, it's a new project. What have you done so far, and what is the project you're working on?
Well, so far with the housing, we've staked out what the house would look like, and then we practiced shooting levels to the stakes where the house would be. And then over this past week, we've been working at a remodel house that was being redone throughout last year as well. But during the past week, we, as a class, put on a back patio and put in flooring and the railing and everything that it needed.
And Brian, what does the home selling part of this class end up with? Who do these houses end up getting sold to?
We work with NeighborWorks of Green Bay. They're actually, they provide all the funding through donations to NeighborWorks. They fund the house. They're the general contractor. My students provide the labor. And then at the end, the house is sold. The profits then go back into NeighborWorks so they can do other things that they do, like low-cost loans for down payments for people who are struggling to come up with the down payment for a home.
And Kira, no matter what field you end up going into, do you feel like you're learning skills that are going to be useful throughout your life?
Oh, yeah, definitely. All of the stuff I'm learning in this class so far, I'm definitely going to be able to use, definitely when I get older, if I'm not going to be using it, like, for work, I'm going to be able to admire more of what goes into building and, in the long run, be able to just, I don't know, use it as an experience.
Brian, I understand part of the goal is not just to teach your students construction skills, but also just the basics of job skills. Can you talk about what you hope they take away from this?
Absolutely. I came to teaching about 5 years ago at 50 years old, and I came out of the construction industry. And having been out there, I know what employers are looking for. So I stress to my students over and over that the most important thing is that they show up every day on time, that, you know, they show some respect for their employers, and that they put in a full day's work for a full day's pay. The real hard thing these days isn't the technical skills. Sometimes it's the soft skills, being there every day and putting in a hard day's work.
Kira, someday you'll be done with these projects, and you'll be hanging out, walking around, or driving around in Green Bay, and you'll go buy a house that you either helped build or helped renovate. I don't know. How do you think that's going to feel?
It's going to be awesome. I'm going to feel very accomplished, being like pointing it out to people and say like, I did that, and I had a great time doing it, and I recommend people to do this. And it's just like, it'll just feel great for me and have that sense of like self-accomplishment, being like, yeah, I can do stuff like this.
And Brian, as we wrap up, there might be somebody listening now who works at a school or a local housing nonprofit thinking, this would be a great idea to steal. What would you recommend for them to get started on something like this?
Yeah, absolutely. But it takes a partnership. We have an advisory team, so we brought in the local industry people, as well as, like I said, a nonprofit, because let's face it, with school district budgets the way they are, the school isn't in the business of funding and building a house, so you're going to need some partners in that effort. But you find some people that are in that area within your community and see if you can come together to fulfill needs, because it solves a problem for everybody. The city, who wants those vacant lots to be back on the tax rolls, the employers want employees, and the nonprofits are trying to fill low-cost housing alternatives. So it's a big win all the way around.
Well, I understand I'm pulling you both off the job site right now, so I'll let you get back to work. Thank you both for joining us.
Thank you.
Sounds good. Thank you very much.
That was Brian Furk, instructor for the Green Bay Area Public School District's construction program called Bridges, and Kira Brozek, a senior at Green Bay East High School, who's in that class right now. I talked to them earlier today.